Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Have something to say? We'll answer the phone. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Oh, good morning. Jerry is hosting this week. So he is not in the warm-up show chair. CeeLo joins me. Good morning, CeeLo.
What up, Al? How we doing?
Very good. So I'll give you the heads up of what's going on this week. Me and CeeLo have your warm-up show Monday through Friday. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, it's Jerry with Sal Licata.
Yes.
Then Thursday, Friday, Gio and Jerry.
Oh, Gio returns, but I will still do the warm-up program with you. Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's how that works.
Okay.
Because Jerry's here
all week. I'm in the Jerry role.
You're in the Jerry role,
yeah.
And Jerry is here all week, and Jerry has decided that 5 hours of Jerry is too much.
Yeah.
4 hours, just enough. 5 hours, too much Jerry for the audience. So he says, CeeLo, you get in here and you do this. Just before we went on, I understand you took phone calls when you and Sal did the warm-up
show. We took a handful of phone calls, yes. And the first one...
Are you aware we don't take phone calls on
this show? Well, you guys don't, but we couldn't possibly try and replicate the Jerry and Al dynamic. I almost said Jow there. Jerry and Al, the Jow dynamic.
Jow.
Yeah. So, yeah, we did. We did a couple of warm-up shows, not last week, but the week before. Not a full week of it, because... Well, we won't get into the minutiae of that, but we did Thursday and Friday warm up, and there was a lot going on with the Mets and the Yankees, and you know, we're a couple of sports guys. There was no off-color topics.
Was it the usual Sal callers in the middle of the night?
No, he didn't. We didn't get into any like big screaming matches or arguments. But the first call the guy was, what the heck was he talking about? How he was some sort of great paddleball player. It was just random. He's like, oh, I'm like the top ranked paddleball player in Manhattan or something weird like that. Right out of the gate. So we decided to take some calls and basically proved your point that, you know, don't bother doing
it. Don't do it.
Because the first guy right out of the gate just didn't make any sense.
Right. Have something to say, we'll answer the phones.
Yes,
no,
right.
We won't from 5 to 6.
Yeah. We took, I would say, less than 5
total. All right, that's
across
fair.
2 days.
That's fair. So, CeeLo, where were you when you heard about the Zach Wilson injury?
Where were you?
Where were when Kennedy was assassinated?
That was Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night.
And where was I? I was home watching the game.
Oh, you were watching.
Yeah, yeah.
And you saw it happen live.
Yes,
I also
had TV duties that night, so needed to be up on what was going on.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Because yeah. I was at dinner with my sister and her husband. They're huge Jet fans.
Just the three of you?
And Gina. So it was
double date situation.
And I took a funny photo of my sister and her husband, and I thought, well, I'll send it to their kids, their two kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're like in their 20s. Also big Jet fans. And I send the photo, and the response to the photo was, the Jet season is over.
Yeah.
I was like, what? He goes, go to Twitter. Go to Twitter. I see Zach Wilson.
Okay, so you just sent a generic, hey, we're at dinner. Here's your parents.
Look at this photo.
Right.
Yeah, I took a picture of them pretending to go into a club where, you know, like teenagers hang
out.
Okay,
so wherever you guys were, the game was not, you guys were not paying
attention
to the game.
Okay. And then so I was like, well, you got to be kidding me. I see non-contact injury.
Yeah.
Like, the Jets just can't get, I don't understand.
Can't make it up.
How there are guys like Eli Manning and guys like Brett Favre and just guys, like, why are certain guys so fragile?
Well, I mean, you just highlighted two of the more iron men that have ever played the game or in, like, the last 40 years. But for every one of those guys, there's guys that can't stay healthy or stay on the field. Now, comparing Zach Wilson to Eli in this case is not great because Wilson gets hurt on a play where he's scrambling, showing off his athleticism and trying to make a play, whereas Eli would only scramble if it was absolutely necessary. And I don't think you ever saw Eli make the juke and the cutback to get into the middle of the field instead of just going out of bounds or sliding.
Oh, he can juke.
A little different. Oh, no, he can't. No.
But it's
not against professionals.
Non-contact injuries are very bizarre to me for professional athletes. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand.
A lot of force, inertia, friction.
So is he? I am reading he's in Los Angeles now.
Yes, he's tomorrow, I believe, has his arthroscopic surgery where they're going to go in and take a look at the meniscus. The hope or the belief is based on the MRI. It just needs a trim.
A trim. Just take a little off the top.
Right, exactly, which gives you like a 2 to 4 week range. But the Jets are acknowledging that, hey, once they go in, anything could happen. And if they find that there's more extensive damage to the meniscus and it needs to be fully repaired, then you're talking about a longer time frame, still possibly perhaps the entire season.
And then we're going to get Joe Flacco.
Oh, yeah.
Get lost.
Yep. You already had yesterday. He was at the podium. They're asking him. We're still four. It was 4 weeks from yesterday is the season opener. And we've already started with the Joe Flacco facing the Ravens storyline.
But what happened to Mike White?
He's still on the roster.
Did aliens abduct him
he's
and
there.
Suck away his football
He played
acumen?
Friday. He played Friday night. He spoke to the media after the game.
But what happened in those weeks he was...
He had the one really good game against, I think it was
and
the Bengals,
and we're never giving
right?
him another shot.
They did, and he didn't play as well. That's what it comes
there
down to.
There is no one more boring.
This is the classic, oh, look, give me the backup. Everyone loves the backup.
No.
I want to see the backup. I want to see the backup. I don't know. The unknown. I want to see the backup. Why is he not playing?
No one wants to see Joe Flacco. Nobody does.
The Jets organization and coaching staff does, apparently.
Okay, great. Go 6-11, and where are you left?
Look, no matter which quarterback, honestly, with Zach Wilson playing, they probably were going to be an under 500 team when you look at their schedule.
I know.
So the whole point of the season is to find out what he is. So that's why right away, Friday, before we found out that he might return, everyone assuming the worst, torn ACL, go get Jimmy Garoppolo. Now's the time, Mike. Why? What is Jimmy Garoppolo going to do for this team that Joe Flacco or Mike White can't do?
You think
how many extra wins does Jimmy Garoppolo get this Jets team this year? One?
I don't,
maybe.
You'd rather have Joe Flacco?
It's not
out
a
there?
Question. Of, my point God, is, like, if so, I have to.
You know what it is? It's not boring. Jimmy Garoppolo is not
be
boring.
Be that as it may, that decision would be made strictly for entertainment purposes
yes.
and to placate a casual viewer such as yourself.
Correct.
Joe Douglas is not paid to make his decisions just to please Al Dukes, who's a casual football
fan. Okay, what about to
fan?
Please the empty stadium you're going to have? If
they're
you
not going to have an empty stadium.
You run Joe Flacco out there for
now,
17
Now, maybe
weeks.
Less people will come for the games, but I get this ticket. The tickets are sold. Listen, I hate to be a realist and give you the straight facts, Al, but there's no way they're going to take a big financial hit just because Joe Flacco may or may not have to play a couple
All right,
of
so,
games.
So see you never, Jets. See you never.
No, see you next year, unfortunately.
No, not
and that's
see you next
and that's
year.
And that's the way it always goes for them.
If this kid is out for more than
it's a disaster.
Then he's done. Unfortunately,
he's
with the
done.
Jets, yes.
I mean, I don't know.
You
how
cannot
you...
sell that to Jets fans that if he's out this season, that he's coming back next year. He
of course he's gonna come
hurt
back.
Himself without anyone touching him.
Correct. Non contact. He's not
it.
The first and he won't be the last.
Right,
it happens all the time.
But those guys when's the last time a superstar came out of a year of a bad first year, a second year non-contact injury out for the season, then comes back?
I'd have to
it doesn't
do some
happen.
Research on that.
I'll do the research.
Now
for
I'd
you.
Say this, Nobody. Al: non-contact knee injury for a quarterback versus a quote-unquote skill position player is a different. It's a different story. Now, if this is, we saw the effect of what happened to Saquon Barkley, if I'm not mistaken, that was a non-contact injury.
Yeah,
and he's not been himself.
Correct,
but he's. He's paid to make cuts and be shifty and be explosive. Zach Wilson ultimately is going to be paid to throw the football and stand in the pocket and boomer. You got to be able to throw from the pocket. You got to be able to quarterback from the pocket.
Nobody wants that anymore. Everybody wants a Kyler
they like
Murray
a blend. They
running
like a mix.
Around.
No.
Oh yes, they
no.
do.
No,
I've done a poll.
Not everybody wants a Kyler Murray. It's nice to have the ability to do that, but it doesn't. It's not sustainable long term, and that's why people still have questions about Lamar Jackson and why he still doesn't have a new contract.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And this is the thing that really sucks about the NFL. Your season is, for the most part, based on your quarterback.
Yeah. And that's why we get mad at these ticky-tack flags that they throw. There's a reason for it, because they're trying to keep these guys healthy, available, and in the games.
And here we are in August 15th, mm-hmm. and the Jets season, this looks bad, or it's over.
What was it, second series of the preseason?
Yeah.
Because he, of course, threw a pick on the first.
Just for good measure to get us all warmed up.
And a bad one at that, but I mean, I don't know. So, look, I get the frustration. I understand the point about Joe Flacco. It's just like, let's say the worst case happens. They go in, they go in for the surgery. And, it's worse. We got to repair the meniscus, and he's out. Not even the whole year, but he's out, I don't know, 10 to 12 weeks. Am I going to sit here and tell you right now on, what did you say today, is August 15th, that Joe Flacco's starting every game? No, of course not. Maybe at some point you see Mike White, but to me, you're splitting hairs. What's the difference? And I know there's the Jet fan out there that's going to give me the, whoa, maybe Mike White could be the guy, maybe he could be the answer. These coaching staff, their whole lives, their livelihoods are all about coaching and analyzing these guys and breaking down the film and who knows what and who can give me what I need to win. Mike White played the game of his life last year, right? We talked about it for the whole week.
It was awesome.
It was great. If they really believed that there was a legitimate possibility that he could be a long-term solution, why wouldn't they give him the opportunity? What is the conspiracy theory or the agenda against Mike? If they really disliked him that much, he wouldn't be on the team anymore.
But what does throwing Joe Flacco out there
nothing.
Do?
He's a quarterback to play the games because you have 51 other guys on the roster that you have to keep interested and motivated to play the football game. Like, they can't just, okay, Zach Wilson's done and we don't have a great out, we forfeit. So just stay home.
No, but
we're not going to play the games.
But a Jet fan, and we do these games for the fans. They don't exist without them.
Yes, that's true.
The Jet fan does not want to see Joe Flacco running out there every week. They don't.
I don't think you'll see it every week, but I understand why you're going to see it week one if Wilson is indeed not prepared to play.
Joe Flacco.
I know. I'm not trying to sell excitement.
This is what they should say to these guys. The NFL should call Joe Flacco and go, Joe Flacco,
go away.
You're boring. You're so boring. Guess what? You're going to be the quarterback of the Jets. Pick it up. We're in the entertainment medium.
You can't, Al, but
you're not good, so at least be entertaining. Give me Gardner Minshew up here.
Nah.
At least he's entertaining.
You can't say he's not good.
He's not good.
Say that. Yeah,
Joe Flacco's not
he's
good.
He's had a nice career.
Yes, 100 years ago.
It's not as long as you think. And that was a line of questioning for him yesterday. And he was kind of like,
what'd
he
say?
Well, they were like, hey, you know, it's been 10 years since you won with the Ravens. He's like, I know all these guys in the locker room think I'm like 50. He's like, I'm not that old. I'm a man. I'm 40. He's not even 40.
Come at me. Not that he'll be able to stand in there because he'll get one hit. He's 50 years old. He's going to get hurt. Mike White. We'll be down to the seventh quarterback by the end of
Flacco
this year.
He's a guy that's, for the most part, stayed healthy because he don't run around all that much. Stands in the pocket, gets rid of the football. I'm not trying to sell you on sexy or exciting. It's a bummer. It's devastating. Now, again, who knows? Maybe it's 2 to 4 weeks and he's back either for the opener or the first quarter of the season. For me, my concern becomes then, and I know they asked Saleh about this yesterday, it's like, well, it's weeks now where he's, A, not going to be able to practice, where they haven't been killing it either. It's not just on Zach Wilson. The offense has been struggling for the most part in practices. They've got questions along the offensive line. So he's going to miss out on practices and also playing in these next couple of preseason. I mean, he throws a pick, gets hurt, and legitimately that could be the last game action he sees until he steps back onto the field in a regular season game. It's not what you want.
I know. It's just, again, we're looking at another season for the Giants and Jets.
Yeah, misery.
Again.
And Daniel Jones comes out and practice. I think it was yesterday or Saturday, and they had an abysmal offensive practice. And I looked, by the way, did you watch that game Thursday night?
No.
Okay.
I can barely watch the Giants when it counts.
I'm not criticizing you for that. My point is this. They actually move the ball on the first drive. And they get into the red zone, and what happens? On a third down, he throws to Kenny Golladay, who's wide open, stops running his route, ball hits him in the chest, and he drops it. Sterling Shepard's hurt. Kadarius Toney didn't play. They're starting a fourth-round rookie at tight end. Thank God Saquon Barkley's still on the team. And we're supposed to evaluate Daniel Jones, and everyone's going to be ready to crush and kill him, get him out. What exactly do the Giants offer you offensively right now?
Nothing.
So, I mean, it is a black hole in this town with the football.
I mean, thank goodness.
And thank God for the baseball teams.
Right.
Thank God for the Mets right now, because the Yankees are headed in the wrong direction. Now, of course, that can change between now and October, but this is going on the better part of 4, 5, 6 weeks now, where they've been mediocre to below average.
All right. Well,
so who the hell knows?
Well, let's do little Yankee talk on the other side here,
CeeLo. Yeah, let's do that.
Coming up at 6 a.m., Jerry Recco will be here leading the charge with Sal Licata filling in for Boomer and Geo.